Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I have some news to share with you today, and for me, it's really, really big news. Yesterday, I was finally able to get married. So I now have a wife, and I'm still getting used to this idea. Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit about the details. So as I've explained in previous podcast episodes, this was a remote marriage. To my Japanese girlfriend? No. I told you I'm finding it hard to get used to this. To my Japanese wife, who is currently living in Japan at the moment. As you know, I'm living in the UK, in England. But because I'm not able to enter Japan right now, and because when we started planning this, my girlfriend, yeah, wife, wasn't able to enter the UK at the time, we decided that we had had enough of waiting for COVID to sort of like be over, to go away, and that we were just going to get married anyway, even if we're, you know, not able to have a wedding ceremony and do things traditionally. And this certainly wasn't traditional at all. I don't actually know anyone who's got married like this apart from me and my girlfriend, me and my wife. It's weird. It's a remote marriage. It's like working remotely, you know, and never actually going into the office. It's just like the whole thing happened and I didn't actually see my girlfriend. I wasn't with her. I wasn't even in the same country as her. So it's been an unusual experience. Anyway, I'll talk a bit more about what happened exactly, like how the whole thing unfolded. So when my then girlfriend was in England, we signed this like marriage form together, and I also gave her my certificate of no impediment. That form that says you're allowed to get married or you haven't, or you're not currently married, I think, something like that. She took those back with her to Japan. And then she went to her local town hall to try to, like, register the marriage, you know, to make it official. And she did this on a Friday at 9 a.m. in Japan. So for me, that was, I think it was 1 a.m. in England. So I was in bed whilst all of this was happening. So I was going to go to bed, single and wake up married, which is just so weird. But what actually happened is that I woke up at around, I think it was, yeah, it was like 20 minutes past 2, like 2 a.m. in the morning. I just woke up suddenly, and I opened like the Find My Friends app that, you know, the iPhone has. So if you don't have an iPhone and you don't use that app on your iPhone, it's just an app that allows you to see where your friends or family are on a map. So I looked where my wife was, and it said that she was in the, like, her local town office. And I thought, ooh, she's still there. She's still doing something, maybe, I don't know, changing something on the forms or waiting for something. So I thought, I won't message her now. She's probably busy. So I just thought, I'll go back to sleep. So I tried to get back to sleep, and then I thought, I don't know, maybe it was like 10 minutes went by or something. And I thought, no, I'll just see where she is now. And I noticed that she was outside of the town hall. So she must have finished. And I thought, I don't know what the answer is. At this point, we didn't know if we were going to be able to get married or not, really. Because there's been so much confusion about this whole thing. So much research we've had to do, and different people have been telling us different things. The register office, my local register office, said the CNI's not going to be enough. Then the who else did I contact? Like, I contacted the Japanese embassy, and they said, no, you need to get this affirmation type form or something, but then you can only get one of those if you're in Japan and you go to the Japanese embassy. Sorry, the British embassy in Japan. So I couldn't get one of those, and it's all been a bit, like, weird, a bit unknown, or a bit up in the air, as we say. So I wasn't sure if we were married at this point, and I felt that there's like a 10% chance that they would just say no, like, you can't get married in this way, you know, you have to, someone actually has to be with you in the same room when you get married. That's how it works in England, I think. And then I thought maybe there was a 40% chance that they would actually say, yep, this is okay, you can get married today. And then I thought there was like a 50% chance that maybe we could get married like this sort of like remote marriage, but they'd like say, I'm not sure about this. We're going to have to give it to someone else, send it to some other place, and they're going to have to check some laws or something like that for you to be able to get married. So you're going to have to wait longer, or we need more information from you. We need some extra signatures. I don't know, some photos or something, like portrait photos. Who knows? It could have been anything. So I thought there's only like a 40% chance, really, that we're going to actually be able to get married. So I just said, hello. This is the first message. But then I noticed that she was online, and she was writing a message back already. And she just sent me some pictures, like a picture of her standing next to, they have like, I maybe all of the town halls in Japan have these, but it was like some flowers and a sign next to those flowers that said like wedding anniversary and then the date. And you could, I think you normally have a picture taken there as a couple, but it was obviously, because I wasn't there, it was just a picture of my wife by herself with these flowers, which is a bit sad seeing that, because I should have been there, really. And then the other picture she'd sent was like a sort of like, it was proof of marriage. It was like a document, but it didn't look, it's not like the official, like an official wedding certificate. It just looks like a temporary thing that just says like, yes, these people are married, that kind of thing, and it happened on this date. These are the people's names. This is where they live, and this is their birthday, you know, when they were born. So after that, I decided to phone her and just for a quick chat. I can't remember what we spoke about. Probably just me. Oh yeah, I remember saying I can't believe it. And it was just a weird feeling. Like this person who I'd been speaking to for so long, we're now married. But at the same time, for me, nothing's changed. I was just in my bedroom. I didn't do anything. I was just sleeping. I got married whilst I was sleeping. How weird. She told me that she was going to go out for go out for a meal or get some food in or something like that, she said. And maybe some champagne to celebrate. So when I woke up the next morning, it was the Jubilee celebrations yesterday on the Friday as well. So the Queen has been on the throne. She's been a queen for 70 years, and we got married on that same day. So I had a holiday off work already. So I've had the Thursday and the Friday off work, which was nice. And well, it's been convenient because I would have been at work otherwise whilst we got married, and that doesn't sound as fun to me. So some of my family were already going to come round for this Jubilee sort of celebration day. We'd just plan for them to come round in the back garden and maybe have like a barbecue and some drinks as well. And the weather ended up being really good, like amazingly good. Today is horrible. I don't know why. It's cloudy, it's cold, it's going to rain. But yesterday I had a t-shirt on at some point. That's how good the weather was in England. Amazing. And because I just got married, it was sort of like Jubilee celebration / marriage celebration rolled into one. So it worked out quite well. And we just, I don't know, just chatted a bit about things, about future plans, you know, with my parents. And my parents spoke to her parents, my wife's parents, over FaceTime, and just said a bit of a hello and like, you know, thanks and those kind of things, congratulations and so on. And we both said like cheers together and had a bit of a drink. And we had some very nice champagne. My father had this bottle of champagne that he'd had for like 10, 12 years or something and hadn't opened it. And yesterday seemed like a good occasion to do it, a good chance to open it. And it was actually really nice. It's probably the nicest champagne I'd had, to be honest. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it. That is it. That's the big news. That's just huge, huge news for me. I'm married and I have a wife and I'm still not used to it. And it's still a bit like surreal. The feeling is very surreal because on one hand, I have a wife now. On the other hand, I don't because she's not here or I'm not over there. So we can't even meet up with each other. So it is a really weird feeling. It's sort of like happiness mixed with sadness at the same time, it's a bit weird. People always talk about their wedding day. Some people say it's like the happiest day of their lives. I don't think I can say that because of the element of sadness, because of the bit of sadness that you can sort of feel, because you're not actually together, are you? But yeah, aside from that, it was a happy day. And just amazing. I still think it's amazing that we've been able to do this. And I'm looking forward to meeting her in the future very much. Next time we meet, and I can say hello to my wife next time I see her, which is going to feel so odd. Oh, and yes, I was supposed to be talking. I did say, I think last time in the last episode, that I was supposed to be talking about my holiday today. But obviously due to the big news of getting married, I've not done that yet. But I will be in the next upcoming episodes. So sorry about that. But I'll talk about it very soon. Until then, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.